Best player I've ever had.
You better watch that stinkers are coming.
Oh, aye. Oh. Where's the one here?
You better not bother yourself.
Does it pop up?
Aye.
You better not pop it up anywhere.
Well, you get ready to run.
Right. How do you feel that you're classified as a legend here now?
I feel old. It's nice to see these big photographs. There's some beauties, isn't there?
Mm.
Some great memories there with some of the old boys. Some of the older ones with me, like, I know I'm one of the old ones now, but it's. I think the fans would like to see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they always like to tell stories about this player and that player and how good he was or how bad he was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was the best time then? Being here as a player or being here as a manager?
There's no argument. Playing is always the best. You're only worried really about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a manager, you worry about everybody.
Uh-huh.
I mean, even the groundsman, these two boys, it's Wally and Kevin, has been here for years and years.
Mm-hmm.
He's to worry about them, look after them.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly with a packet of fags.
When you were as here as a player, what was your best game or the game that you enjoyed?
Oh, there was that many games, that many. The best game I've ever played in was Celtic 5-4 here, when they scored in the last minute with a penalty. When a certain Mr. Barry punched the boy out, he had no option right enough. That was the best game ever.
Uh-huh.
I played in, the most exciting, I should say. But playing on that many games, you'd hate sitting and I'm getting to the stage where I'm forgetting them all now.
It was good then, play at that time, it was good playing in Europe then.
Oh, fantastic. That was different. I mean, I go to a health club on a Tuesday and they're all boys and that's what they all talk about, the atmosphere at their games.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a novelty then because it was just beginning to come in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Dunfermline were in the early 60s. I mean, and it was a big thing then, and they all talk about the buses.
Mm-hmm.
From here at East End Park back to Crossgates, you know.
Mm-hmm.
With supporters coming in, even if I go to other golf clubs and that, or other clubs, they all talk about it. They used to all come to it from all over the country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was fantastic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's nice seeing some of the faces that's up on the wall and those pictures that the photographs are saying.
Oh, of course it is.
Because they've all made a contribution.
Oh, aye, you never forget them because of, I mean, in my day when I was coming in, this young boy with Carl and the wee Mickey, Alec Edwards, Jimmy Thompson, John Lund, and Ted Callaghan.
Mm-hmm.
All the young boys coming through at once was a great thing, and the Charlie Dixons and the Jordy Peebles were great heroes of ours.
Yeah.
But they also taught us quite a bit, you know, how to look after yourself, what kind of club you're playing for, and
mm-hmm.
all that. So we had mm-hmm. to pass that on as we got a wee bit older. So there's been some great characters doing through the years, you know. Some brilliant boys, and stories are endless when we get together, because I forget half of them now, but when I like to get together with the boys and they remind me of them.
Uh-huh.
So fantastic days of the 60s. I don't think I'll ever see it again here. I would love to think so, but I think things have changed now. The game's so different now.
Uh-huh.
In those days, I mean, you could get into a game quite cheap. I think it's people are beginning to think long and hard now about uh-huh. prices. And
yeah. Oh well, that's good.